נדר פרק ז' משנה ב' הנוידר מן הדוגם אסור בפה המצרי יבש דיבר רבי מאיר somebody who makes a netter not to eat grain. He is not allowed to eat this Egyptian bean when it is dried out, as that is included in Dagon. V'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim hold, eino asur ela b'chameshes haminim. It is only asur for him to eat the chameshes haminim, which is wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats, as these chameshes haminim are included in chitin insert, as kuzmin are b'chlau chitin, shibolishol and shifon are b'chlau sir, and only these minim do you have in mind when you make an eder not to eat dogon. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Hanoider min ha-tfua, eino asur ela b'chameshes haminim, avo Hanoider min ha-dogon asur b'ko. Rabbi Meir says, when are you asur only to eat the chameshes haminim? That is if you make an eder not to eat tfua. As when you say tfua, you had in mind only the chameshes haminim. But if you make an eder not to eat dogon, then you have in mind all types of grain. Umutter b'peiros ha'ilon u'v'yerek, it would be mutter for you to eat fruits and vegetables, as fruits and vegetables are not included in dogon.
Mesachet Nedarim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Hanoider minaksus. Somebody who makes a netter not to wear clothing. Mutter b'sak b'yiria u'v'chamila. He would be allowed to wear these types of coarse clothing, as when a person mentions clothing, he doesn't usually have this very thick type of clothing in mind, and therefore it would be mutter for him to wear them. Amar koinem tsemer oilo alai. Somebody who says, I am asring on me like a korba from covering myself with wool. Mutter liskasois begize tsemer. He is allowed to cover himself with shearings of wool. As, since he said stam tsemer oilo alai, he probably had in mind just not to wear wool clothing, but to cover himself with strips of wool would be mutter. Pishtan ole alai, mutter liskasois ba'anite pishtan. If he asurs on himself from putting on himself linen, he would be allowed to cover himself with strips of linen, as he had in mind not to wear linen clothing, but not to stop himself from putting on strips of linen. Rabbi Yehuda oimer, hakol lefi haneder. Rabbi Yehuda said the neder depends on the context of which it was made. Tan vehizia v'haya recho kasha. If he was carrying a heavy load of wool or piston, and he got very sweaty and had a bad odor, amar koinem tsemer upishtim oilam alai. And then he said, I am offering on myself like a korba from putting on me wool or linen. Mutter lihiskasus. In such a case, he would be allowed to wear linen or wool clothing, v'asur lahafsho la'achorav, but he would not be allowed to carry wool or linen over his back, as since in the context that he made the netter, it was obvious that what he wanted to asur on himself was to carry the wool or linen, therefore it would be mutter for him to wear wool or linen, but not to carry it over his back, and certainly to carry it in front of him also would be asur, as that is more difficult way of carrying a load, and would make him even more sweaty.